originally born in Jakarta and now is making music in Darawal country, Putrika is a producer and DJ whose debut album, Winita, we have been playing on the station since it was released. This is her second full release after her EP, Samara, came out in 2022. And her very unique alt-indie electronica sound has led to performances at Mona, the Australian Museum, and Club 77, just to name a few. And she is joining us on the show today. Putrika, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing very well. Now, we got to start somewhere. What was the process of making this album like?
So it's been 3 years of work since the last EP, Silmara, that I released in 2022. It's kind of, I don't know, fun way to make music in a way that I take all the experiences that I've had in the last 11 years since I moved to Australia from Indonesia. And then I kind of, you know, compile that 11 years to that 3 years of music making. It's simple, it's fun, and it's a lot of like reflect moment in that kind of process, music making.
Yeah, and how did you find your music style, like this sort of mix of alt indie electronica? Like, what kind of artists sort of influence your sound or the way that you make your music?
Oh, interesting question. I listen to a lot of music. That's why I think when people ask like what sort of genre your music like falls in, it's really hard to explain it. So I let people that listen to it make their decision, or let them describe my music. I listen to a lot of, I grew up with like pop, R&B, soul, jazz music. And then I started to listen to like techno and like disco since I moved here. A lot of like alternative like indie music that I've never listened to before when I was in Indonesia. So it's a little bit all over the place, but in a good way. I also like, you know, like I'll do Indonesian music as well, so that kind of like influences the kind of music that I produce and make.
Yeah, and I mean, as a self-produced artist, you know how hard it is to get your music out there and seen by people. But a song from your last EP, the song Monologue, was on the soundtrack for the first season of Heartbreak High. What was it like having so many people hear your song all at once? Like, did you have any idea how big that show was going to be?
At that time when the music company that gathered all the songs for Heartbreak High contacted me, they contacted me on SoundCloud. And at that time, my SoundCloud only had like 10 followers. So when they contacted me, I was like, is it a scam? And I was like asking like a lot of my friends that grew up here, because I didn't grow up here. So I had no idea at that time that Heartbreak High was really big in the era back in the day. And then they were like, yeah, it's huge. And then, yeah, when it came out, they put the song in like Heartbreak High official playlist on Spotify. And then it just went from there. People like found my music there. And then like there's a publication from like US contacted me to get interview. So, and it kind of like opens up to like a different opportunities, which was awesome. So, but the good thing about Heartbreak High as well, they gathered a lot of Australian bands and music for their soundtrack, which is great because it opens up other Australian music to like different audiences as well.
Amazing. And I wanted to ask specifically about your album covers, because all of your album covers are like very cohesive. They sort of have a similar color palette, and they're all of these beautiful, like beautiful inverted visuals of flowers and nature that match your music and each other like really well. Was there like, what was the thought process behind that very deliberate choice?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I just love nature in general, like especially since I moved here, to be able to access a lot of like, you know, different places in a really good infrastructure, in Australia, it's a privilege. And then I also like taking photos, and that's kind of like my inspiration for my music and also my artworks. And then, yeah, the color palette that I chose, it's also kind of like the color palettes that I, you know, that brought the moods for like each songs. And yeah, I didn't really put so much thought in it. Maybe I did. I felt like I'll ask a lot of people like, hey, which colors? And but yeah, I just love taking photos of flowers and nature, and then just from like different time of the days. And then it kind of like helped me out with like choosing the right artworks for the song. Cause like the, like for Juanita, it's kind of like the concept of the album. It's like a day cycle, which is from morning up until nighttime. So that artworks also help with like the music in each, the tracks in each, in the album.
Yeah. Amazing. And I mean, I feel like the only question from here is like, what is the next step for you? Because you just finished a solo tour around Java and you played somewhere that you called home for a long time. And what's the next step for you?
Yeah, so I guess I still want to like keep making music. Like I have a lot of like projects that I want to do. Definitely like, you know, like performing more, hoping to do interstate tours this year, maybe next year, and hoping to do like Asia tour. But yeah, it's just all the logistic and like, you know, saving monies and getting the grant, like all of that stuff, you know. But definitely would like to do tour. And then I always have this project of like doing more like instrumental music, and then more like traditional fusion kind of like Indonesian and electro kind of stuff, but also more Putrika songs. So definitely more music coming up in the future.
Well, I mean, for now, you can definitely enjoy the release of your first debut album. Thank you so much, Putrika, for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Beth.
And you can listen to Putrika's debut album, Juanita, on all major streaming platforms. And I highly recommend checking it out, but you don't have to wait because we are playing you a song right now. This is Clarity from Putrika's new album, Juanita.